The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. Again today and today and last week and next week. Thank you for being there for us. We're there for you for a healthy, healthy new day every day.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of natural health therapies.
You can't say that without giggling.
I have to giggle because it's been a lot longer than that, my dear, as we both know. And also the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Alive and Well is the expression of our souls. We're fanatic organics across the boards. We are committed to your health. We committed to you. We're not committed in an asylum, but we are kind of asylum commitment level for, you know, fanatic organics. Absolutely, we are that. Alive and Well is there. And it's, my gosh, the most incredible formulas, organically put together, all kinds of array of proteins, vitamins, nutrients, and also the Alive and Well, every kind of line organically put to herbs, nutrients, you got it. It's all there at Alive and Well. And don't forget, at Alive and Well, affiliated, you walk a few steps away and you're in this lovely environment, beautifully air conditioning as all of it is, with a marble table, circular table.
Oh, we're still inside the
broth.
Store.
Yes, the broth cafe at Alive and Well.
A couple of steps away.
The broth cafe, all the seating,
the tattoo parlor down
the organic, phenomenal, and very, very, very varied broth cafe. And broth is, remember, as we have said, I know we get repetitive, but it's important to really remember this. It's the broad spectrum broth, magnificent dishes. Organic, why, and whatever you're, we don't impose a choice when it has to do with whether you're vegan or vegetarian or non-vegetarian. All those things are available. But again, organically produced, the vegetables. And we are endlessly grateful to the local Maui organic farmers. Every day we get that fresh organic produce brought into us for our organic juices, for our and all of the different vegetable dishes that are, as they're incorporated. And remember, too, that whether it'll be the wild fish, the organic chicken, the organic meats, or vegan dishes, or vegetarian, all of that is incorporated into the magnificent, incredible broth cafe.
And the broth is made from the vortex water.
Yes, go ahead.
The vortex dancing molecules.
That's right.
There ought to be a little musical along with that.
I think I should have written that.
You should have.
I should have written about
that.
But
the idea is that molecular dancing molecules are really what active vital water is all about. Because the water, as we normally drink it, is kept in big storage tanks, and it comes through the pipes, and it does a dab a dab a dab a dab. But the dancing molecules water, the vortex water, as it's coming out of the again, refiltered, the water is filtered again one more time or two before it comes out the spigot, and as it's coming out the spigot, it is dancing.
It is dancing.
It is vortexed.
Okay.
It is molecularly bouncing all over the place.
Your hydrogen and oxygen
giving the active hydrogen-oxygen molecules the really meaning of what water is all about.
Strengthening the immune system, that they have actually proved this for many, many, many years. The benefits of vortex power, energizing, strengthening your immune system, structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, they explain that, saving energy, high and the cost and environment and without the chemicals and poisons and toxins, etc.
You
got it, baby.
Isn't
that fantastic? You know, it's amazing. We get terrific testimonials all the time. A dancing lady and just hugging and kissing and loving because of all the different benefits she got from the Ultra Silver. You know, again, I'm not making the claims, but she said it helped her in a zillion ways and that she wouldn't even travel without it, the spraying and taking it, because it's been so effective at fighting germs and viruses and bacteria, et cetera, which it's proved to. And this is the leader in Europe. It's the leader used in top hospitals, babies' eyes, ears, nose when they're being born to fight all infections. And the Ultra Silver is different. It's a 99.99% nanoparticle.
Well, silver products... When you buy a silver product, a lot of it is not the ultra silver. A lot of it is not the real silver. The molecular structure of silver has a distinct curative process. The history stories go that when Roman soldiers were roaming across the face of the earth from Scotland to wherever the other parts of the world they were, they used to carry silver coins in their mouth. Why? Because silver had a reputation of preventing and minimizing infectious conditions of all kinds. Well, the Ultra Silver is just that. It's 99.99999 and an infinitum percent pure colloidal silver. Now, other products on the market say they have colloidal silver, and they do. It's about 20% of the silver content. The rest of it is called ionic silver. Ionic silver is not as bioactive as is the true colloidal silver.
Right.
And the amount of colloidal silver they're giving you is maybe not 99.999. It's anybody's guess. So what you might want to do is consider... If you have an infection, you might want to do what Dr. Wright said when he came into the store one day.
Dr. Wright saved my life with that silver.
That's right.
He did that time.
And he said, and Mona had a terrible infection, and she was just voicing her condition. And Dr. Wright said, well, Mona, right at your left elbow is the answer to your salute to your problem.
I was down to 85 pounds, and I couldn't even function at all. And
she was standing right in front of the silver
display. They told
me
I had Crohn's disease, and it was also because I had a reaction to an antibiotic that later there was a class action lawsuit that had caused that. And it was the first and only time based on a musical I was doing. Anyhow, and Dr. Wright said, this is what you have on the shelf, Mona and Dennis, is the exact thing that I use at the Toma Clinic for all kinds of conditions. Mm-hmm. And bless him for that. And there's a lot more that he has to say. But, you know, we're going to, again, remember, too, here that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. Strictly reporting what holistically-minded medical doctors have reported in clinical trials.
Holistically-minded and practicing.
And practicing.
Okay.
Exactly.
They practice what they preach.
And one of the leading, you know, this is big news. It just came out. And we have a backup to this. But I want to start by doing this, okay? That Dr. Mercola, MD, this just came out, that AstraZeneca settles Nexium Prilosec lawsuits for $425 million.
AstraZeneca is a major, major drug manufacturer.
Yes, and this is only in just the New Jersey and Delaware. It's going on all over the place. But this is what Dr. Mercola reports. He says he doesn't do opinions. He lists clinical trials that have proven this, okay? And Dr. Mercola, I'm quoting him, while admitting no wrongdoing in a lawsuit accusing AstraZeneca of failing to warn users that its heartburn drugs, Nexium, and Prilosec cause chronic kidney failure. The drug company has agreed to pay $425 million to 11,000 litigants, people that were in trial, okay? The two proton pump inhibitors, along with five other brand name acid reflux medications, have been the subjects of medical journal studies, and he quotes that, showing they pose a higher risk for dementia, heart attack, and chronic kidney disease, and even cause the risk for heart disease and stomach cancer. Good grief. The studies indicated that patients who used the drugs had a 17% higher death risk. Quote, they're also associated with greater risk of infections, vitamin deficiency, and bone fractures in the wrist, hip, or spine, Forbes said. The current settlement is with the states of New Jersey and Delaware. Can you, I want Dennis to talk a bit, because you have been such a leader, Dennis, in talking about how these heart, this is for years that you've talked about how dangerous heartburn drugs are by stopping the stomach acid flow and preventing digestion. Could you talk about that?
That's just exactly what they do. What they do, what they've been designed to do, is to stop reflux, acid reflux, and indigestion complications. Okay? Well, again, it's the drug company and our governing agencies, bureaucrats, who endorse these kind of procedures. When you're young, it all has to do with digestive efficiency. When you're young, you make hydrochloric acid in abundance. When you're young, you make digestive enzyme. The production of digestive enzymes are in abundance. They digest everything that you, nearly everything you put into your stomach. If you are terribly dietarily abusive, well, then those complications arise. But the idea is this. When you're young, you digest. When you're young, you grow. When you're young, you have all these bodily energies that are making you young and growing. But as you age, all those natural, wonderful, youthful functions in your body start to decline. All right, the cardio-Q10 production diminishes dramatically, and your digestive enzyme production diminishes dramatically. And here's the problem. Digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid should be at a very high level, say holistic physicians, because when the acid level is high, the hydrochloric acid is high in your stomach, that means that the little muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, which opens and closes when you swallow a bite of food, that muscle, that sphincter, squeezes tight, closed between swallows when the acid level is high. When the acid level is not high, that muscle relaxes. And the acid that's being secreted, although it's insufficient to properly digest your food in your stomach, slides up your esophagus and gives you esophageal reflux, mm-hmm. heartburn, mm-hmm. throat cancer, all mm-hmm. kinds of things. So the drug cartel says, we've got an answer. The answer is antacid drugs.
Right, and all their dangerous, horrific side effects.
And the effect of that is the following. It neutralizes the acid reflux in your throat, thank God. But it also, at the same time, neutralizes the stomach acid in your stomach. And your hydrochloric acid level in your stomach drops dramatically to lower than it was before. But it stops the burning in your throat. However, the lower acid in your stomach stops the digestion and the assimilation of nutrients. And so the putrefactive bacteria start to take over. And from then on, it's a putrefactive carnival. All the pathogens grow. You get not just in stomach indigestion, but you get gastrointestinal problems that go on forever, and colon problems, and the buildup of refuse of fecal matter in your colon can grow up to 25 pounds of dried poop in your guts. Why? Because you don't have the hydrochloric acid and the digestive enzyme production that you had previously.
Right.
Okay?
And the answer
to that, say holistic physicians, is to take a digestive enzyme, a super digestive enzyme, one that contains not just the hydrochloric acid production, but also all the enzymes that you don't produce. 70% less digestive efficiency by the time you're mid-50s, say holistic physicians, than it was when you were 18 or 12 or 6 or 3, okay? As you age, those digestive efficiencies diminish dramatically.
So Super Digest Design is wonderful. That's why we had that design to
it
be
is
able
phenomenal.
To do all
it
that. We get nothing but rave reviews.
It stops all of the symptoms of heartburn, of gassiness, of bloating, of indigestion, of all kinds of different digestive complications.
Right.
Are remarkably corrected by restoring the natural function of your digestive system by taking the Super Digest Design.
And then another big player, and this is why this review reflects that too, is that one of the leading ingredients in pain power, stopping pain and inflammation, is the active form of curcumin, much more active, because the curcumin, this is a big report on that in heartburn drugs, okay? Curcumin is, in the pain power, has the bioperine, the little bit pepper extract that makes it 1,000 or 2,000 times better absorbed. So it not only reduces the pain, but here's...
But it does not upset your stomach or your intestines.
And here's a big report that was just published at Newsmax, just reporting the news. And here's their title of their article. Just came out. Curcumin is more effective than common heartburn drugs, is the title of the article. And this is what they say. A new study published in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, evidence-based medicine, found that curcumin from turmeric is more effective at fighting heartburn than common acid blockers called PPIs. That's particularly good news following the recent study published in Alzheimer's and Dementia, the medical journal, that linked proton pump inhibitors to a whopping 33% increased risk of dementia. You hearing that? About 60 million Americans suffer from heartburn symptoms, and about 15 million struggle with the symptoms every single day. These can include burning in the chest after eating at night, pain that worsens when lying down or bending, and bitter or acetic taste in the mouth. And this is what Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum said. Can you read what Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum said right here, dear? He's a very famous doctor. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, right in the middle.
Indigestion reflects poor digestion.
Just what he said.
That's right.
Just what you said.
Which can safely be addressed in multiple ways, says the doctor. Proton pump inhibitors are not one of the ways that improves them, says Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, a board-certified internist who has written extensively on the health benefits of curcumin. Proton pump inhibitors, says the doctor, are not only associated with an increased risk of dementia, but also with a dramatic loss of bone density and a double risk of colds and flus, infections, a double risk of B12 deficiency, and even a 25% increased risk of premature death, says Dr. Teitelbaum. The newest warning from the Food and Drug Administration is that use of proton pump inhibitor drugs depletes magnesium, which is an essential mineral for nerve and muscle health and heart health and blood pressure and blood sugar level maintenance. And I want to make a comment here if I can.
Please.
He talks about the curcumin. The curcumin is a vital component of turmeric. But taking turmeric actually gives you incredible less amount of curcumin per turmeric root or per turmeric capsule, because the amount of curcumin in turmeric is about 2%. So the natural digestive process is enhanced with the curcumin, as with the Super Digestizyme, but also the curcumin concentration in pain power is 2,000% more intense than is that in natural turmeric.
Right.
Turmeric has a little bit of curcumin. Pain power has a lot of curcumin. And that curcumin is what does the job. It gives the activity of turmeric. Turmeric is a very small response. The pain power with a high potency curcumin is a major response in reducing inflammation throughout your body, not just your stomach and your intestines, but also your brain and your heart and your entire vascular system. and your muscles and your bones and your joints, reducing inflammation. As I've said so many times, you're probably tired of hearing it. But chronic inflammation, say holistic scientists, is the source of all ALL disease, is derived from chronic inflammation. And curcumin, along with the pain power, with the curcumin and the natokinase and the serratiopeptidase peptidase and the amla and all the other components that comprise the formula in pain power, reduce chronic inflammation.
Right, that's right.
Thereby helping to establish a better environment, a healthy environment in every cell in your body.
That's right. And Dr. David Brownstein, MD, agreeing with every word you're saying. That is the main thing he says that he used for his patients. And he says the conventional medicine treats osteoarthritis with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen. All NSAIDs, said the doctor, have very serious side effects, including gastrointestinal bleeding, decreased blood flow to the kidneys, renal failure. In fact, one of the most common diagnoses requiring hospital admission is NSAIDs-induced gastrointestinal bleeds. He says there are any side effects with the active ingredient curcumin. I have used it for many years as a potent anti-inflammatory agent. It should be used and not the other NSAIDs, just like what you said, Dennis.
Well, and what I said is simply a reiteration of what a bevy of new holistic physicians have said over the years. It's nothing original with me. It's all I'm reporting to you, the audience, exactly what holistic physicians have been saying for God knows how many years.
And you know what? You're not in any way a hypocrite. And I can tell that because Jonathan Wright, MD, the very important head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington.
The same guy who told you to take
the
silver.
Right. Okay. Well, he is talking orthomolecular medicine, which is the healthy practice of medicine.
Amen.
And he say, his article is, most dementia is driven by diet, not genes or other things that people blame it on.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts by saying, in the days of Hippocrates, not a hypocrite,
that was a
couple
of weeks
ago, father of modern medicine,
Diseases
were blamed on the gods, you know. He didn't buy that, said Dr. Hippocrates. And he explored the causes of disease by saying, let your food be thy medicine.
Why did he say food? Why didn't he say vitamins?
Because they weren't created
at
that time.
That's right, they didn't have vitamins.
But he was talking of healthy food.
So the idea is, you said the word right there, healthy food.
That's exactly,
honey,
go ahead.
Healthy food contains healthy nutrients.
That's exactly,
but healthy
that's
food
right.
is few and far between in our environment because there are 85,000 chemicals put into our food and water and air, and all of them are negative to the human health situation.
Exactly.
But they do treat a certain symptom of the environment by adding those chemicals. Those symptoms, unfortunately, are more readily taken care of by your immune system and a healthy diet.
That's exactly right. And he was talking, he was focusing on many diseases, and especially dementia is driven by diet. He's talking about that,
right.
Not the genes that you happen to be born with. And
right.
he backs that up. And he says here, this is Dr. Wright and backing it all up with medical science, medical studies. Six supplemental nutrients have great evidence to support prevention of dementia and health, okay? And the top of his list are the omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA.
Hooray, hooray.
How many times have
How
you,
many
Mr.
Times?
Jones?
Dr. Whitaker, are you listening?
Yes. Yes. B vitamins, and he lists all the different B vitamins. Vitamins D3 and K2.
Get that.
And he says that quercetin and resveratrol and all the medical study. He has here a list of about 30 medical studies that he backs, all kinds of studies that he backs up just what he said about nutrients.
Can you go ahead. Can you go back to the quercetin, the D3?
D3 and K2, uh-huh. Quercetin, resveratrol, the multitude of B vitamins, every one of them he lists, and the omega-3s, EPA and DHA.
Now, let me just interject. A doctor on television, I told this story several times. If you've heard it before, you may know it by heart, but I'm going to say it one more time. Dr. Siegel was being interviewed on television in March of 2020. That was when the pandemic was killing hundreds of thousands of people, and they said it was going to kill millions more, which it did, and the drugs which were introduced subsequently didn't help, because people who took the drugs still got the infection, still pass it on to their grandchildren, and they have to take boosters and boosters and boosters and get all kinds of side effects from that. But the point I want to make is that the interviewer said, Dr. Siegel, what are we going to do? We're all going to die. This advanced designed virus is killing people by the thousands. And he said, look, you were born with an innate immune system. Fortify what you have. And those nutrients he mentioned then were quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc. When you take those nutrients in any appreciable amount, you create natural killer cells.
That's right.
And the killer cells don't kill you. They kill anything that tries to threaten you. Viruses of all ways, shapes, and forms, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, you name the pathogen, the killer cells kill the pathogens. So I'm thrilled to see what Dr. Wright says about quercetin and vitamin D3, et cetera,
K2 and all of that.
K2 is vitally important.
And the super EPA and DHA.
Right.
And, you know, he goes on, and again, he listed at least 30-40 clinical trials, medical clinical trials, and he says here, those with organic, in the people in the clinical trials, with organic, healthy diets were 700%, seven times less likely to have age-related cognitive decline or dementia those with an average diet, and 900%, nine times less likely to develop dementia than those who did not eat organically and healthily. Oh, okay, and he goes on and on to say, Dennis, the B vitamins modify methylation linked to dementia. Okay, other Alzheimer's-related genes affect a process called methylation. And healthy methylation, depends on adequate B vitamin intake, and he lists them all right? And taking that, about one in three people have a gene variant, and it impacts risk by raising homocysteine, a toxic amino acid that damages brain and blood vessels. Having a raised homocysteine level increases risk for cerebrovascular dysfunction, that's the brain, 17-fold. That's
17 times,
1,700%
greater
dementia than those who didn't have that.
Can I make a comment?
And I wanted you to read the summation here. Please.
All right, let me read the summation.
And going on to here, okay, starting in the last paragraph here.
All right.
The bottom paragraph.
Here we go, folks.
Okay, so I want to...
Just as the doctor wrote it, okay?
Okay.
Word for word. Doctor says, in a placebo-controlled study of older people with mild cognitive impairment, about a third of participants had the MTHFR variant that increases Alzheimer's risk. But supplementing with the vitamin B complex effectively lowered homocysteine in both of those with and those without this Alzheimer's gene. The B vitamin supplement almost arrested further memory decline and slowed the rate of brain shrinkage by 52%.
Wow.
Cut it in half.
Wow.
Okay. Thus reducing shrinkage of the Alzheimer's areas of the brain by nine times.
Whoa!
Whether a person did or didn't have this Alzheimer's gene made no difference to the beneficial effect of the B complex vitamins.
Oh, man.
Which you get where? In healthy one, the multiple vitamin.
And I want you to talk about that when you're through with his summation. And he has, again, he lists... He's got 30 different medical clinical trials to prove everything he has to say, and they're listed there.
Fantastic.
Go ahead.
Those with adequate omega-3 blood levels had even less brain shrinkage, says the doctor.
There's the doctor.
73% less than those who didn't have the omega-3 levels.
The super pure omega-3s. Remember, your brain is made up of those EPA and DHA. Well, you can't have a brain, your eyesight, or a heart without them.
You know, this strikes home with me, and when I'm through reading what the doctor says, I want to make a comment.
Please. Okay?
Two other studies, says the doctor, have found major protection either by giving the B-complex vitamins to those with adequate omega-3 intake or by supplementing omega-3 intake to those with lower homocysteine levels, further confirming that you need both the B vitamins. Now, there are nine different B vitamins.
And he lists them.
Okay?
That's right.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. Yes, he lists them all.
And omega-3 healthy fats both keep neurons healthy.
That's your nerve cells.
An example of synergy. One product helps another product, helps each other help another product, regardless of one's genes.
Right, okay? right.
So it's what you put into your mouth.
That's right.
That builds your health.
That's right. Okay? And he made the point, too, with the organic diet. That has to be, too. Go ahead.
Whether a person did or didn't have the MTHFR variants made no significant difference as long as you took the nutrients.
That's right. That's right.
Can I
go ahead?
A little bit of the Jones family history.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Dennis Jones family history.
Okay,
that,
yes.
That is my mother and father. My mother was adamant about not eating any fat. She would cut all remnants of fat away from her meat dish. She would have some butter, but very sparingly. And my father was a high cholesterol eater. That is, he loved eggs and he loved different meats and fats and oils. And the strange thing that happened to the two of those people, wonderful, God bless their souls.
They were wonderful.
My mother developed Alzheimer's.
Yes,
she was
did.
Very meticulous about what she ate. She ate vegetables, and she had a little bit of meat, which she would be very meticulous in cutting away any semblance of fat. So she didn't have any fat, didn't have any cholesterol problems, okay? But she had seemed to have a neurological problem. Her brain wasn't functioning right. And in light of all the information we have now is from holistic physicians, is that fat is healthy for your
That's
brain.
Right.
Healthy fats make healthy brains.
Right.
What are the healthy fats? Well, not safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, and all those vegetable oils, golden pure as they may appear, they create inflammation. And as you've heard me say too many times, inflammation, say the holistic physicians, is the source of all, spell it all, capital letters, A-L-L, disease, is derived from chronic inflammation. My mom had chronic inflammation of her brain. Dad didn't have chronic inflammation of his brain. Dad was told he had dangerously high cholesterol levels. Which that whole fairy tale has been blown to the winds because cholesterol is not the problem in heart disease, say the most recent cardiac research. So he cut out all of his cholesterol dietary and he died of heart disease. Isn't that strange? He's under a doctor's supervision for years. He still died of heart disease, although his cholesterol numbers were really terrific, say the doctors. And my mother's fat levels were really terrific, say the doctors. Well, she suffered from dementia, from lack of fat. Dad supposedly was, his condition was caused by too much fat, too much cholesterol. It's going to kill you, Harry. Better get off of that. So he did, and he died of heart disease.
So,
strange, isn't it?
Yes.
All those different medical science, quote-unquote scientific discoveries have proven to be so false, so much in error over the years, that all the recent science shows that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease, and that your brain does need fat, but healthy fats, not the vegetable oils, but the coconut oil, the butter,
olive oil. That's right,
okay?
Absolutely.
The medium-chain triglycerides. You need those healthy fats to build, maintain healthy brains and better circulation throughout your body. But it's the inflammation that causes the heat, the fire that burns up the cholesterol that's in your arteries. And that forms plaque.
Exactly. And, you know, the interesting thing is that as Dr. Wright was quoting about the K2 and vitamin D3, and the two of them together not only tremendously increasing healthy bone density, but also cleaning out any of the plaque,
That's right.
Of the hardened plaque in the veins and arteries, and making gorgeous arteries, but putting it in the bones where it's supposed to be.
Well, the plaque is primarily a buildup of calcium,
calcification,
and other minerals that
exactly.
are just laying there. And you've heard for years that vitamin D3, vitamin D builds bones. You need vitamin D for bones. Yes, you do. Like you need all nutrients for your better health. But the function they found is that vitamin D does not put the calcium into the bones. It brings the calcium from the intestines into the bloodstream, and then, although this is not heralded, vitamin D3 brings the calcium into the bloodstream, and then it looks around near and far and sends out messages, I need some K2 over here.
There they go.
I need K2
players,
to put
this, power
get
players.
This, get this calcium out of my arteries.
That's
and
right.
into the bones where
it belongs.
Belongs.
That increases the bone density.
And,
right.
and increases neurotrophic factor in the brain.
Exactly. They both do. And it has been proven. And that's an actually wonderful thing. That they both have been shown to do, and it's wonderful. Remembering, too, that the state of the health of the blood, as the Harvard doctors were showing in all the clinical trials, that the super pure fish oils, reduced heart attacks and death by 88% to 92%, the leading cause of death. And all the medical and clinical trials, and they were quoting all of this. They said we could save at least 900,000 American lives every year if everybody took the super pure omega-3 fish oils.
Because it's more than just heart disease that it prevents.
That's right.
It improves the function of every cell in your body.
Right, and the flow of the blood and preventing the coagulation and preventing
it.
Everything healthy in every way. And remembering, too, just like this Julian Whittaker was saying, that it also makes up a great percentage, 50 to 60% of the volume of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And your eyesight is tremendously helped, and the heart, like it's been shown.
And as Whittaker said, by getting 3 grams per day of the EPA and DHA, add those two numbers together, that gives you the amount of omega-3. When you get 3 grams, 3,000 milligrams per day, you give your brain a perfect lubrication.
A lube job for the platelets and everything, as he said, Julian Whittaker.
Yeah.
That's right.
For the brain, for the eyes.
Yes, it is.
Okay?
Yes.
For your central nervous system.
Yes.
For every cell.
Everything.
Every cell in your body gets lubricated, and that prevents the buildup of the plaque. It prevents all the negative things that transpire when you're eating the junk.
And a very important point you brought up, and I don't want to leave without this. We were just quoting about the importance of the B vitamins in all of these ways in preventing Alzheimer's and everything else like that, and all the neurological system, everything. That's why you really focused on when we were having the top specialists put together this amazing healthy one. Mm-hmm. Multiple vitamin. You really, one of the main things beside the organic green foods, beside the adaptogens and nutrients there to help all your glands adapt to stress and cope, etc. You made it a very high B vitamin multi.
Right.
And the B vitamins, because you and the top specialists knew it has to be high in those. Whereas even if things can be so-called healthy, they can have very little of the B vitamins in it in a multiple. You have to look because there's nothing that touches that healthy one multiple for all the goodies and the high B vitamins that are there.
The high potency of all the nutrients.
That's exactly right. But I'm saying about the B vitamins too.
Right.
Yes.
There's the old, it's a charade. It's a charade game. You need, you're even told, a lot of conventional doctors now say, you need to take a multiple vitamin. Well, that sounds terrific. I think I'll take a multiple vitamin. Well, multiple simply means more than one. If you have a vitamin formula that gives you 5 or 6 or even 10 different vitamins, that's called a multiple. But what is the potency of each of those components? It is generally, it's now called the percent of daily value. It's the same potency, it's the same numbers, but it used to be called minimum daily requirement. well, minimum daily requirement sounds pretty feeble. And minimum daily requirement is just enough to keep you standing and breathing. It doesn't make an active, volatile human being out of you. It doesn't give you the depth of nutrition that an active person would really need in their lifestyle. You don't, whatever you do in your life, you give an optimum level. You don't give the minimum. In your job, if you gave the minimum, you wouldn't be on that job very long. They'd get rid of you in a hurry. But you give an optimal level. Well, that's what they've just changed the name, the nomenclature, from minimum daily requirement to optimal daily amount. But it isn't the optimum. Say, holistic physicians, you need an optimum level.
Right.
And that's what Healthy One gives you.
Absolutely.
It gives you up to 10 times the minimum daily requirement.
Right, exactly. That's so critically important.
Which your body needs to deal with the stress, with the efforts, with life itself, addressing your challenges in life on a minute-by-minute basis.
You know, I want to applaud another terrific medical doctor, Dr. Blaylock. He's quite famous and quite up there, holistically minded. And, you know, there's a big concern now as well. There should be. And we constantly, people of all ages, whatever sex, all ages, are very, very concerned because they see what poisons do in the environment. They know what things that perhaps they took in the past, how they affected their health or certain health challenges, and what is constantly a phrase that we use because that's what our where our hearts are going is, how can I support my body's detoxification? Mm-hmm. I want to detoxify my body. They
Right.
say this all the time. Well, you know, that's why I love Dr. Blaylock reporting here, you know, just recently. He's talking about supplements that enhance detoxification of the body.
Beautiful.
And he summarizes by saying, the natural carotenoids that are found in the pulp of plants, astaxanthin, zeaxanthin, carotenoids, improve detoxification. He says curcumin, though, with the active ingredient for higher absorption, just as we were talking about. Quercetin, just as you were talking about, the coloring matter in the pulp of plants, anti-inflammatory, and Dr. Siegel saying that, too, and support that. And, you know, he's saying here that it's important to protect the liver cells and other tissues and organs. And sits right at the top of the list for that is N-acetylcysteine.
NAC.
Plus. N-acetylcysteine.
Right.
That's right. And significantly improves cell glutathione. That's how the body faces.
It's a major antioxidant.
That's
a
right.
Major protector.
And he says right along with that, right at the top, is the R form. He says R, lipoic acid.
Right.
Okay? It's found in every cell and tissue in the body, and they need it to survive. It is a very powerful, says the doctor, antioxidant, and protects the liver from the most powerful toxins.
And it protects the brain.
The brain.
Big time. Liver and brain, two pretty important organs in one's anatomy. But the R-alpha lipoic is a major anti-inflammatory. It is a inducer of growth of mitochondrial reproduction. Mitochondria, as I've mentioned so many times, are the very sources of all energy in every little microscopic cell in your body. Little microscopic cells multiplied by hundreds of zillions of times make a human body. Organ by organ, skin by skin, piece by piece, they're all made of mitochondria. The energy is produced by mitochondria. Well, the R-alpha lipoic increases mitochondria production.
That's
whether
right.
You're 20 years old or 70 years old or 90 years old, the mitochondria have to continue to produce energy for every microscopic cell. And when you're 90 years old or 70 years old or 50 years old, your mitochondria aren't as active, aren't as mighty as they were when you were 18, when you were 7, or when you were 3. Those are very active mitochondria. But as you age, like everything else in life, the mitochondrial energy production levels diminish, and that accelerates the aging process. By using the nutrients, the R-alpha lipoic and the NAC+, and the acetyl-L-carnitine, those are major, major nutrients which increase what? the energy-producing capabilities of your mitochondria.
Right.
Which does what? It slows down the negative effects of aging.
Yes.
It increases muscle strength. It increases brain function. It increases heart strength and circulation.
And, you know, they're here, there's another big report that's come out, is the immune-boosting supplemental regimen that is against all viruses, including COVID, that's being used in the New York hospitals. Vitamin C treatment is right at the top of the list.
In New York hospitals?
In New York hospitals.
Get out of here.
Has reportedly confirmed that vitamin C treatment is being, quote, widely used, quote, against coronavirus within the 23 hospital system. Vitamin C. Northwell, quote, which is the largest healthcare provider chain in New York State, over 20 hospitals. And they're saying here, vitamin C is being used as reported. This is what they say. Has reported, quote, that the vitamin C works. And this is the quote. It's not getting more publicity, says the specialist, because
not.
It's not a sexy drug.
That's right.
You're not getting money for the drug
exactly.
companies.
Exactly. Oh,
okay,
boy.
And then he goes on to say, if you have vitamin C for prevention, you are much less likely to have any bad case of any kind of viral infection, says the specialist, including COVID-19. Are we hearing this?
Linus Pauling, listen to this.
Let me finish.
All right. Finish.
So for prevention, the Orthomolecular Medicine News Service Editorial Review Board and the Japanese College of Nutrition.
I was just going to mention those.
Recommended 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C daily divided doses, 400 milligrams of magnesium, 50 milligrams of zinc, selenium, and 5,000 to 10,000 units of vitamin D3. Are we talking? What are we talking here?
Praise God.
What are we talking?
Praise God.
This just came out.
Oh, praise God.
Just came out. But they're telling you.
Linus Pauling.
Gosh.
Linus Pauling said 50 years ago.
Gosh.
Vitamin C. He worked with the fellow who discovered vitamin C in 1938. But anyway, Linus Pauling was a major biochemist. He won the Nobel Prize in biochemistry twice, okay? He was a real scientist, and he said vitamin C is a miracle. Vitamin C is the basis of good cell regeneration, of brain function, of heart function, of immune system. But he recommended a minimum of 3,000 milligrams
a day. That's exactly
what
they're doing, and they're saying
The Orthomolecular Society is a direct offshoot of everything Dr. Linus Pauling said 50 years ago.
Beautiful. This is so, but I did not realize that across the board that the New York hospitals are using that.
No.
And they're recommending, confirm that the vitamin C treatment widely used against coronavirus within the 23 hospital system in New York City.
I guess they're all taking Dr. Siegel's advice.
There you go.
Right? Dr. Siegel, who I mentioned earlier in the show.
And they quote one of the quotes was Dr. Abram Weber, a pulmonologist. That's
a lung specialist.
And critical care specialist affiliated with them said vitamin C is the thing to do for the prevention, et cetera, and so forth.
But here's the big question. People are going to take a vitamin C of maybe 200 or 500 milligrams. Well, the doctor said, I heard Dennis and Mona say the doctor said take vitamin C. I'm going to take 500 milligrams. I don't want to take too much because it might be dangerous, so I don't want to take too much. Look out.
Unreal.
That's the phobia that people have about super nutrition.
Super nutrition.
That's the phobia that is propagated by the drug cartel. Don't take the vitamins. Take the drug. That's what's important.
Yes.
The drugs will reduce your symptoms, but the drugs do reduce symptoms, but they don't improve your health.
And remember,
isn't
too,
that
even what they reported for the Orthomolecular Medicine News Service editorial review, not only did they say the 3,000 used throughout the day of the vitamin C, mm-hmm. but they talked about the proper level of magnesium, of zinc, of selenium, and vitamin D3.
You got
it. How many times have we said that?
Oh, be careful of vitamin D3, says the drug cartel.
Unreal.
Oh, don't get too much vitamin D3. Look, vitamin, you know, vitamin D3 is such a threat. Get this, honey.
Yes.
The vitamin D3 is such a threat. We have to do something to prevent the sun's rays from hitting people's skin.
Unreal.
So we're going to spray the sky with aluminum, and those aluminum particles will reflect the rays of the sun back into outer space and save everybody on Earth from getting too much sun. Can you get this?
Can you get this?
Can
unreal?
You get this?
Can
is
you
this
get this?
Pollution? Not only does it not work, well, it deprives people of vital components from the sun, but it also creates pollution in what? In the water, in the air, in the soil, in everything you put in your mouth. Because where do those aluminum particles go? They don't go into outer space. They don't start revolving around the universe. What they do is fall to the Earth. And the Earth, unfortunately, is heavily toxified by one more of the thousands of metal components that are screwing up the natural metabolic process of digestion, of thinking, of living a healthy life.
You know, and just like you were saying, Dennis, they now report another major thing in reported, this has just been, okay, that the numerous academic journals have published recent research findings regarding the use of the active curcumin in COVID-19 treatment. Clinical trials published in the journal Nutrients revealed that curcumin supplementation effectively improved symptoms like coughing, difficulty breathing, and muscle soreness in both mild and severe COVID-19 patients.
Praise God.
Besides but the pain, it contributed to maintaining higher oxygen saturation levels in these patients. More oxygen in the lungs.
And oxygen reduces inflammation. And here we are back to pain power again. Okay. When I had pain power developed over 10 years ago, I knew that curcumin was an important component, okay? But I had no idea how important. I had no idea that by reducing pain, it could also help your brain. It could also help your liver function. It could also help your respiration, your lungs. It reducing systemic chronic inflammation is reduced with pain power and every facet of your metabolism.
Right.
I didn't know that.
No,
but
absolutely.
Praise God.
God, what a tremendous thing. And, you know, it's just, and here we have a big doctor article about the, you know, and reported in Epic Health that cured depression with a vitamin. And they're talking about, this is the doctor, and the doctor that was quoted was Kelly Brown, MD. And she's talked, vitamin B12 deficiency is implicated in development of depression and how effectively it treats. So we'll get into that another time we'll be talking to you. But
oh,
isn't
baby.
It amazing what nutrients can do without the terrible side effects of the drugs? And, you know, the only side effect I think you get when you come in to Alive and Well is that we're there preaching organic to you all the time. You can't stop us from being fanatic organics, but you can't make Dennis dance no matter what you do. At least I haven't been successful in all the years we've been married, and I don't know that you can be, but you can continue to try to make this guy dance, okay?
Well, you know what the lyrics
Dancing
the,
Fool.
The lyrics of the song are, the reason I can't dance is because I'm holding you in my arms.
Oh, what a sweetie.
And when I'm holding you in my arms, the last thing I think about is dancing.
You see, he turns it around and does a loving thing. Ooh, that's so sweet. I can't get pinchy with him. I can't get nasty. He always does that. My God, the guy is good. You're good, Dan. You're good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you're good. By the way, let us remind you that the 877-4950, 877-4950, our number, very easy to remember, at the store. Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't do anything, you know, we don't make claims, but we love to sit in a beautiful, comfortable area with you and talk about nutrition, maybe give you information that you can, not maybe, but definitely, that you can use to just achieve a better quality of life. But call the 877-4950. We'll
We're
be
not
there
doctors,
for you.
And we don't play doctor.
Okay, no.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.